Now the news on Wenjie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory message to Peter Pellegrini on his election as President of Slovakia. Xi Jinping said in recent years, China-Slovakia relations have maintained a good momentum. This year marks the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries. President Xi said he is ready to work with Pellegrini to push relations to a higher level. He called for expanding Belt and Road cooperation and cooperation between China and Central and Eastern European countries. The fourth China International Consumer Products Expo has kicked off in Haikou on the island province of Hainan. Over 4,000 brands from 71 countries and regions are attending the event, which will run until April 18th. Ireland will be the guest of honor at this year's expo. The exhibition area this year is bigger than previous editions. Tang Bo has more.
For the first time, the expo will be held across various venues, with the Hainan International Convention and Exhibition Center serving as the main hub. It will also feature three themed exhibitions on sailing and yachting, health consumption, and duty-free shopping. This year's expo sees a record-breaking 128,000 square meter exhibition area. The six-day event has attracted exhibitors from 71 countries and regions. Over 300 brands from 11 RCEP member countries are taking part this year. The UK, Mongolia, and Malaysia will showcase their products in groups for the first time. According to the expo organizers, related activities will be held across the province, touching upon new energy, tourism, green financing, fashion, and so on.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will visit China from Sunday to Tuesday. The visit comes at the invitation of Chinese Premier Li Qiang. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says China always regards Germany as an important partner for win-win cooperation, and it supports Germany in playing a more important role in Europe and beyond. The ministry also says the two countries have benefited from each other's development, and they have guided China-EU relations to develop in a steady manner and injected more stability into the world. Data from Chinese Customs shows that the total value of China's imports and exports in the first quarter exceeded 10 trillion yuan, or roughly 1.3 trillion U.S. dollars. That was an increase of 5% over last year. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sami Shoukry and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken have affirmed their rejection of any Israeli ground military operation in Rafah in the Gaza Strip. During a phone conversation, the two top diplomats discussed efforts to achieve a ceasefire and increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Shoukry and Blinken also touched on the growing tensions in the region, highlighting the importance of efforts to contain the ongoing escalation. Four truckloads of humanitarian aid have entered the Gaza Strip through a northern crossing point newly opened by Israel. Palestinian security sources said the food aid had been received by UN World Food Programme personnel. An Israeli army spokesman said the trucks underwent security inspection by Israeli border authorities at the Kerem Shalom border crossing with Gaza and were escorted by armed forces. Israeli Public Radio reported that the opening of the new crossing came amid mounting American and international pressure. Israel's military chief says the army is prepared, in close coordination with the U.S. Central Command, for a possible Iranian retaliatory attack. Israel was on high alert on Friday as warnings increased of Iranian retaliation following Israeli attacks on Iran's embassy in Damascus. The attack left seven senior Iranian officers dead. The executive board of the International Monetary Fund has selected Kristalina Georgieva to serve as IMF Managing Director for a second term. Georgieva, a national of Bulgaria, has been the IMF's Managing Director since October 1, 2019. Her second five-year term starts on October 1, 2024. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.